This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, broadcasting via the Liberty News Radio Network. Tonight is Saturday, December 17th, 2022. Well, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing all right. You sound kind of froggy there, champ.
Yeah, I'm still getting over COVID. I got some gunk going on. I went to urgent care. They gave me some horrible medicine. It cost me a fortune. I was not happy about that. But anyways, I'm still alive and kicking. I mean, if need be, if I was in a hospital like Sonny Landham, he was like 15 years ago doing the political cesspool, so be it. Anyways, special shout out to the men and the alleged women of the Onondaga New York Fire Department, led by Little Billy Keebler. Stay safe, one and all. As always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who are murdered in the line of duty. Unlike other so-called conservatives and politicians, we remember them every single week. Tonight, we want to remember Senior Correction Officer Scott Reiner of the Gwinnett County, Georgia Department of Corrections, end of watch, December 13th, 2022. Correction Officer Reiner was coming into work. Some piece of garbage decided to shoot and kill Officer Reiner coming into work. His killer is alive in custody. Also, we want to remember Sergeant Donald Scooby of the Stuttgart, Arkansas Police Department, end of watch, December 15th, 2022. The person who killed him is shot and killed. Also, Sergeant Stephen Robin of the Bay St. Louis, Mississippi Police Department, end of watch, December 14th, 2022. And his colleague, Police Officer Brandon Estorf of the Bay St. Louis, Mississippi Police Department, end of watch, December 14th, 2022. These two officers are responding to a checking the welfare of a lady and her children. And this lady, who is a veterinarian by trade, decided to open fire and kill these two heroes. And fortunately, she was put down on the ground. Also, we want to remember Police Officer Wen-Jin Liu, New York Police Department, end of watch, December 20th, 2014. And Police Officer Rafael Ramos of the New York City, New York Police Department, end of watch, December 20th, 2014. 8 years ago, we lost Officers Lou and Ramos, who were just sitting in the car, enjoying a break, working overtime. Some piece of Black Lives Matter garbage decided to shoot and kill these two heroes just simply sitting in the car because this individual believed a lie. Anyways, folks, Walter and I are both former members of law enforcement. And again, unlike these people, these Johnny Come Latelys, or if it's politically convenient, we support the men and women day in and day out. They just had this big ceremony at Capitol Hill for the Capitol Police. And it was just a mess. Well, what say you about all these members of law enforcement killed in, we lost Lou and Ramos 8 years ago?
Well, we know that was a piece of garbage that took action against those two officers sitting in the car. And, he ended up getting it, he killed himself in the subway. That terrorist. It's just a horrible thing this time of year. Officers need to be on their toes. You know, you got a lot of mental health issues out there. The holidays around, family disputes get closer. The domestic violence issues get closer. It just seems like there's more and more and more of it, you know, each year. During the year, there's people with mental health issues. You know, somebody's got to take a stand and make sure they get help. Not say, oh, you're going to look for help, okay, because I don't think you're doing well. You know, make sure they get help. There's always a chance that it's going to be another cop walking in the wrong door with somebody with a mental health issue, and it's going to be unfortunate all the way around. So this time of the year is probably the worst time of the year for domestic violence and mental health issues. So cops need to be on their toes.
Right, and the local mass transit agencies like New York City Transit, SEPTA, they have every holiday season, which runs from Thanksgiving through New Year's, the number of people who jump in front of trains and buses go up dramatically. So anyway, like Jerry Springer says, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Anyways, first news article is that this past week, the United States Department of State held the U.S./Africa Leader Summit here in D.C., and it was exactly what you would expect. The Four Seasons Hotel in Georgetown was charging over $950 a night for a room. Traffic was snarled. The convention center where this event was being held was shut down. And it was a big mess. And all these so-called Africa leaders are cruising around D.C. in motorcades. And I'm stuck on the subway watching a man doing something he should be doing in private. But anyways, the purpose of this conference, according to the U.S. State Department, is to foster new economic engagement, advance peace, security, and good governance, reinforce commitment to democracy, human rights, and civil society, work collaboratory to strengthen regional and global health security and respond to the climate crisis, amongst other stuff. My apologies, folks. This COVID killing. But anyways, all these tin-horn dictators came to D.C. to shake down the federal government, i.e. you, the taxpayer, for more money, and expect nothing to be done. Because I've seen this time and time and time again. People come from the third world, drive around D.C. like something from Coming to America, these ginormous motorcades, and they're from a country that has nothing. And, of course, we don't have the money to give these African countries, let alone ourselves. Walt, do you think we got billions of dollars to give to Africa?
I don't know. We got billions of dollars to give to everybody else except our own people.
Right. But anyways, what they should have done, the government says, listen, we need oil, we need other natural resources, let's make a deal. We'll give you so much for so much. But anyways, that's just too easy. So it's a big mess here in D.C., nothing got done. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about Samsonite Britain, and also all is right for the world because the White House had a big ceremony. Check us out on 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Day with Walter Yerke on 7-5 Radio on December 17th, 2022. You only got a couple more, about 7 more shopping days, or 6 more shopping days. So go out in there and start shopping. And make sure you get plenty of stuff for myself and Mr. Yerke. Anyways, history is made this week in Washington, D.C., not only for the African Summit, but a federal employee was fired. In D.C., the job security here is absolutely ridiculous. You can more or less almost kill somebody and still keep your job with the federal government. But anyways, in a shocking move, the Department of Energy has fired Deputy Secretary of Energy and Waste Management Sam Samsonite Brinton for his love of somebody else's luggage. Well, it's only in the federal government where a man named Brinton who can grow a mustache, unless he's a, you know, only 2 types of people can grow a mustache, guys and Italian women. But anyways, only in the federal government, a man like Brinton, who can't realize that he is a man and grows a mustache and wears lipsticks and wears dresses, earn over $100,000. Folks, I'm not kidding. Brinton earned about $120,000 per year, along with his very generous benefits package. But anyways, people like Mr. Brinton need counseling, not appointment with appointment to government jobs that pay 6 figures. But I say, you know, let Brinton represent your company, because I tell you what, he's not going to represent 7-5 Radio or any of the affiliates or anybody on this network, because like Michael Savage says, liberalism is a mental disorder. But since the left is just so far gone, look for Mr. Brinton to sue the federal government or bring a suit against the federal government saying he was discriminated against. Taking people's property worth over $1,000 is not a fireable offense. But if you go on our website, you see a couple of the pictures of Mr. Brinton, and it's not shocking, it's sad, because this guy is like in his 30s, and he just dresses like a weirdo. Like he's got problems. I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for his family. You know, his father did a bang up job raising this man. But anyways, that's the way the government's going to. Walt, what say you about Samsonite Brinton?
You know, it's hard to fathom that this person having to hold such a substantial position. You know, many, many years ago, I remember when you went for a job, you had to dress to the T, not to the transsexuals, but to the T's, wearing a suit and tie if you were a man, a business outfit, for a lady. It could be a pantsuit or it could be, you know, a skirt suit. And, you know, you had your hair done. Makeup wasn't, you know, theatrical. Men, no makeup. You know, and this was the norm since the beginning of job interviews or being presentable when you have a job or maintaining what you were when you interviewed for the job. It does not show good judgment by our youth that's growing up and sees this kind of thing. Now, if somebody's son still in high school decides to wear lipstick tomorrow, or well, on Monday, guess what? The school can't say a damn thing about it because of the example that this government is pushing. And it's horrible. You know, I believe in individuality. Okay, I really do. But then again, there's got to be a line where it needs to be drawn and stayed on the correct side. Well, I shouldn't say correct. Stay on the side of, I guess, what people have always been telling me for the bigger picture. Okay, the bigger picture is we can't send our soldiers into a war wearing a dress, a goatee, and lipstick. And this is giving the wrong impression on what needs to be done for our country. Instead of strengthening our country, I believe by example, our country becomes weaker when you continually hire these people just to hire them to say, I hired that kind of person. And that's what this Biden regime is doing. They're taking the credit for it, okay, and saying what they believe to be the positives about hiring people like this. But the minute somebody like me stands up and says, it's just inappropriate. I'm not saying it's incorrect or unlawful. It's inappropriate. Period. It's inappropriate. And it's not giving the people, like I said, our youth, a chance to find themselves instead of saying, well, he got a job wearing lipstick. You know, if I don't get hired when I'm wearing lipstick at my interview, I'm going to sue the people. You see, it creates a realm that we don't need. So that's what I think of him and him being hired by our government for such a high powered position is just, like I said, it's just inappropriate. You know, like Clinton's blowjob in the Oval Office. It was inappropriate. You know, could he do it? Yeah, go ahead. All right, but it was inappropriate. See, so it just doesn't make sense when you condone inappropriate behavior. And that's what it is. I'm not calling it bad behavior. It's inappropriate. You know, it's like what we talked about a week or two ago. You know, the drag queens, you know, reading to elementary schools. You know, that kind of nonsense. It's inappropriate. Right. It's inappropriate. So that's how I feel about it.
Right. And, you know, if you look at the great show Mad Men with John Hamm, all those guys working at an advertising agency in Manhattan back in the early 60s, everybody had suits, everybody had ties, everybody's hair was done, you know, the hair was high and tight or what have you. And then if you look at the television shows back then from the early 60s and 50s, like Leave It to Beaver, trying to think of the other ones, Donna Reed, guess what? That came on in a shirt and a tie. And then if the TV show Good Times, the main character, male character, James Evans, he did manual labor, but guess what? He he was properly dressed, because people want, especially if you're dealing with customers, you're what they call the front line, and you're wearing a dress and makeup and have a mustache, come on. I mean, that's no standards, and it shows. Like, you have no pride. And I'm not talking about gay pride. You just have no pride. You just want to look like a freakazoid. And, you know, same thing with these beards in law enforcement. I think that's also, those have to go. You know, they have no, unless you're doing a plainclothes detail or somewhere you're working a detail where nobody sees you, you know, more power to you. But if you're in uniform dealing with the public notices that. And especially here in D.C., these cops walk around looking like members of ZZ Top. They look like slobs. And if you can't grow a full beard, don't grow a beard. It's just like garbage. And that's, you know, that's the fault of the police department. It's like, well, everybody else can have beards. And then because what happened years ago, an Orthodox Jew joined the police department. He had a beard per the Orthodox teaching. And then finally the city gave in and said, okay, the Orthodox Jews can have a beard. And then the Indians can have beards. So now everybody's got have beards. Chicks can have beards. But anyways, if we come back, we'll talk about a story where you thought we won World War II all over again. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Libby News Radio Network.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmesh. The father of a man accused of setting off a July 4th mass shooting has been charged.
Robert Crimmel Jr. is facing several felony counts of reckless endangerment related to helping his son get a firearms owner ID card or an FOID. Bobby Cremo is accused of killing seven people and wounding dozens of others in the attack in Highland Park, Illinois. As a condition of his $50,000 cash bond, Robert Cremo must surrender his guns along with his FOID and conceal and carry license. He's also prohibited from buying guns. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Rent prices are on the decline. That's according to real estate marketplace Zillow, which reported the largest one-month drop in at least 7 years last month. The company's Observe Rent Index showed prices dipped by 0.4% from October to November. Elon Musk's take on freedom of speech on social media doesn't necessarily extend to his private jet.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Musk bought the social media platform back in October for $44 billion.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A U.S. House committee is set to discuss Donald Trump's tax returns next week. The committee will meet on Tuesday to discuss the former president's tax returns, which they obtained late last month. Croatia takes third place at the World Cup, edging Morocco 2-1. The final is set for Sunday between Argentina and France as they look to repeat their 2018 World Cup title. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. You say it, and welcome to your view on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling. December 17th, 2022. Everybody else is enjoying their Christmas early or going shopping. Or if you're Larry O'Connor, you're down there in the Bahamas, but we'll talk about that later. Anyways, everything is right in this world thanks to the Biden administration. What am I talking about? Earlier this week, President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act, which supposedly gives federal government authority to go after someone that interferes with gay couples and interracial couples. Approximately 5,000 people attended this event at the White House. And this is ironic because for years, lefties were telling us that there's nothing wrong with living in sin. They don't need permission from the government or a piece of paper to live together. And we were told that marriage is passe. It's old fashioned. You know, the grandparents got married. We're hip young people. We don't need to get married. But then they got old and then they realized they can get on the other partner's health plan, life insurance, and Social Security death benefits and, you know, other benefits. But these same people are actually totally silent on marriage in the inner city, because for about 60 years, almost 3 out of 4 black children born are born out of wedlock. And that child born out of wedlock usually experiences poverty, failing schools, and is a passenger on the prisoner pipeline. Now, here's the thing, you know, the Supreme Court in the Loving decision said that people can marry people of different races. The Supreme Court said it is legal for people, gay people, to get married. And for whatever reason, Congress decided to vote on and pass, and Joe Biden signed this legislation, which is not necessary because the Supreme Court said this is the law of the land. Excuse me. Man, hope I make it through the end of the show. So anyways, as 5,000 people are partying on the White House lawn, we have a wide open border. People are lining up because in a couple of days, a Trump policy to keep people out of the border expires, and people are going about to flood this country. We got fentanyl coming in by truckloads, and a police officer down in Florida, thankfully, was saved because her coworkers, her fellow officers, saw that she was having a medical emergency because she was handling fentanyl, and she had gloves on. She just breathed it in. So this is a dangerous drug. On top of that, our cities are still going to hell. District attorneys refuse to prosecute criminals. The economy is about to take a nosedive into the tank. Our 401ks are hemorrhaging money, and things are about to get worse. But Joe Biden says, all right, we're going to protect people who are already protected under the Supreme Court. Also, if you... don't forget China. They're still riding the sabers. We still have gas prices. Joe Biden's taking credit. Yeah, gas is going down. Well, it went up under you, too. And also, diesel's twice the price of gas. Then it's twice the price for a gallon of diesel than it was back in 2020. But anyways, this is the left for you. If you go on our website, Tucker Carlson just absolutely eviscerates Joe Biden, this poppycock of a law that we don't need. Well, what say you about just wasting time and resources and having 5,000 people at the White House lawn?
Listen, Joe Biden's got a history of plagiarism. You know, he's got a history of saying what other people have already said, speeches of what other people have already said in speeches. This just falls into Joe Biden's category. This is what he's been doing for 50 years. He's copying other people. He's doing things that are already done, or he's saying he does things that are already done, period. Okay? And, it's the idiots that don't know that it's already in effect are the ones that he's impressing. Okay? And the people that know that he's just signing into law that's already a law is, well, he's just making sure that people understand it, and he's reinstituting it. You know, there's an answer for everything. They have an answer for every damn thing. You know, you can't even call it a justification. It's a comedy is what it is. And this guy just continually repeats and then repeats and then repeats. You know, the college thing, the speech was made by somebody in the UK. He repeated it as his own verbatim. He does it all the time. Well, I shouldn't say all the time. That would mean every minute of every day. But he does it a lot, and he's done it in the past. And it's continuing. And as far as the gas prices coming down, the left is claiming that he had nothing to do with the gas prices going up. But now he's all about – this president is making the gas prices go down. Listen, you know, it is beyond me that people really think that this guy is not pulling the strings on this, or the people around him that he's appointed are not pulling the strings on all this gas thing. And, you know, after the 2020 election, you know, everybody knows gas prices shot sky high.
Yep, because he closed Keystone Pipeline.
And now with the recent election, although the Republicans, you know, didn't claim the mountain of seats that they said they were going to, you know, they are taking over the House. And this is the left's way of showing strength, because something's going to happen, okay? Something's going to happen with the gas prices, and the gas prices are going to go up again. This is what I see. And this is just setting the stage for the left saying, and that Haitian immigrant that you see on TV every day, it's just something else for her to say, well, that's because the House switched seats, the gas prices are going up. You know, it's unfathomable the crap that they get away with that comes out of their mouth. And it's disgusting. And people got to wake up. People are going to have to wake up. You know, we're only a few months away from when Biden has to either crap or get off the pot about the 2024 run. Okay? Well, we're only a few months away from it.
Well, he already said he's running in 2024.
Well, he ain't. It's not like when Hillary jumped up on the bandwagon, you know, 6 years ago and said she was running. You know, it's not like official. It's not like it is the left directing Biden on what to say and what not to say. That's how I look at it. I mean, I guess that's the only way it can be done, because the guy can't make a freaking decision for himself.
Right.
You know, if you're in this run, is he gonna hide in the war room under the White House, like he hid in his basement in Pennsylvania during the campaign? The only reason why there's going to be more people if Biden runs, when, you know, when he lands, you know, at an Air Force base, you know, like what Trump did, you know, during his reelection campaign. The only way that there's going to be people at Biden when Air Force One lands is security, because there ain't going to be anybody out there, just like there was during his whole freaking campaign for president.
Right, and I love the fact during the campaign of 2020, you'd have Biden at a rally somewhere. You would have more Trump supporters at a Biden rally than Biden supporters at a Biden rally. But, you know, just look for dirty tricks. I mean, we saw it back in 2020. Mike Lindell and Denise D'Souza, they came out with some great material. We're seeing it right now in Arizona. There's no way the cat lady beat Carrie Lake, who's been on Arizona Residence TV for two decades, but is being stolen there, and, you know, we don't do a damn thing. You know, my solution is succession, and I tell you, the first state that says we're going to succeed But guess what? I'm packing my bags and I am moving. I think Florida is a good choice. But anyway, switching gears a little bit, a lot of big dust up on conservative talk radio. Yesterday, Dan Bongino went off on his employer Cumulus Media and one Larry O'Connor, who is on here, who is on WMAL in the morning. And when we get back, we'll talk about the great debate between Dan Bongino and hair plugs. Anyways, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com. Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
This is why we call ourselves the fastest hour in radio, because we're at the end of this last segment, and I still got a bunch of stuff I got to go through. Anyways, earlier this week, Dan Bongino, who's a former member of the service, you know, only certain people know what that means, said that he's not going to renew his contract with Cumulus Media, that he's going to leave radio. And he actually blasted one Larry O'Connor. O'Connor has been a fixture on WMAL, which is the so-called conservative talk radio station here in D.C. And he is boring. He doesn't tackle the issues that we have the guts to talk about. He doesn't talk about race relations. And every co-host he has is a female. The show is called O'Connor and Friends, but it's never like O'Connor and a dude. And it's, you know, it's something for Jocktober. But kudos for Dan Bongino for sticking up for himself, sticking up for his listeners, and sticking it to Larry O'Connor. Because O'Connor is definitely a cuck-servative. You never hear Larry O'Connor sticking up for cops unless it's newsworthy. He's never taken a risk on anything. He barely said anything when one of the female co-hosts was fired for a tweet that the left was going after. So, anyways, kudos for Dan Bongino for sticking it to Cumulus, sticking it to Larry O'Connor. Putting Larry O'Connor on blast because nobody's called Leroy Conner out except us, and now Dan Bongino. But anyways, but WMAL is going to lose a great radio personality. Well, you got any comments about Bongino and hair plugs, O'Connor?
No, Bongino does pretty good. He, you know, he knows how to handle his stuff. I think he's doing fine.
Right. So, anyways, also, thanks, Dan Bongino, for having your Fox show at 1 hour before us so people can watch your show and then listen to us on Certified Radio. Anyways, closing out, this is going to be our last show for 2022. Next week will be Christmas Eve. I will be with my family in Yonadosis, New York. Yay. Enjoying Christmas with the family. And then the next week will be New Year's Eve. I know most of you will be getting ready to go Taiwan on. My father called New Year's Eve amateur hour because everybody wants to go out and think they can Taiwan on and then come, you know, right after midnight, you know, body fluids all over the place. It's a hot mess. So this will be our last show for 2022. It's been a hell of a year. Some of the highlights include Andrew Giuliani coming on the show. He's a guest host, and kudos for his campaign person, Heather, saying, okay, no problem. Yeah, we'll have him on. Also, Andrew brought a guest on, none other than the 104th mayor, Rudy Giuliani, who saved New York City not once but twice. Also, Charles Strange was a great guest. He lost his son on that helicopter attack overseas, and he's still fighting. I follow him on LinkedIn, and he is everywhere getting the word out. He just has a new book out about what happened. Also, we had Ann Ublis on. She was on this show. She was on Sam Bushman's show, a retired member of the service. Great gal. We got to have her back on. What are some other things? I got COVID. Yay. I got the vaccine. Yay. I got divorced. Hell yeah. That's a great thing. It sucks I can't pay alimony, but the joke is, you know, my divorce is so expensive because it's worth it. And right now, it's Saturday night, almost 11 o'clock in our nation's capital, and I have nothing to do and no one to do it with. So anyways, ladies, I am available. Next year, a couple things. I will be, my days off will be switching, so I will be in the home studio number one. I will spend more time with James and the rest of the gang and the political cesspool, which precedes us. And who knows what will come in 2023. How would you rate 2022?
Yeah, we did pretty good. I mean, you know, I had COVID in the beginning of the year. I was out for almost a month. And that's when the Giuliani's covered for me on our show. And I'm grateful, you know, that they stepped up and came aboard. You know, and the guests that we've had, you know, throughout the entire year, you know, we're all a 7-5 family now. So Merry Christmas to all of them and all our listeners and the people here that help us get this show on the air every week. All our announcers, our supporters, our sponsors, and keep sending in that money. We could sure use it.
Right, and that's you brought a very good point, folks. I know you're out there. You talk to me. You email Walter. You follow us on social media. What have you? But you know, spread the word, tell somebody, especially members of law enforcement, because these you know damn well that these politicians don't back you up. These other so-called conservatives won't back you up. It's only us that backs you up. And you know, unfortunately, we don't have the money, deep pockets like Rush Limbaugh or Mark Levin to, you know, spread the word or put some money in the 1013 funds or what have you. But let your fellow officers and deputies know, like, hey, these guys say what we're thinking out loud because we've been there. We've worked the nights, weekends, holidays, in raggedy cars. I didn't have, I never had a car. So please, let's spread the word. And also, call your local radio station, because unfortunately, Patrick Ryan always says, radio is corporately owned, corporately subsidized, and government approved. Because on this network, you're not going to hear things that you're going to hear from a Larry O'Connor, a Cumulus station, from Mark Levin, because guess what? It's too risky. They don't want to risk losing a sponsor. They don't want to risk losing a, losing a couple of dollars. I mean, Ben Shapiro never, ever, ever takes a stand on anything. Unfortunately, I listened to him on the way home from work because the WMAL, again, doesn't want to put on anybody with talent, and he's just sitting there bashing Trump. So anyways, call your local radio stations. Like, say, listen, there's a live radio show for free. Put them on. You put them on, we'll listen to the radio show, and we'll take it from there because we want to keep on growing. So anyways,
Did you hear Biden's gaffe today, making an anti-Irish comment? He was giving a speech at a veterans town hall address in Delaware, and he said out loud, he said, "I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid." So, you know, some people are taking that as, you know, that's a hate crime. He's calling all the other Irish people stupid. So how does he feel about that? You know, how do they feel about that? But you won't hear nothing of it except here at 7.5 Radio. You know, then he also said, something about that. I'm looking at it now. He said something about the Italians, that he's also got a little Italian in him. You know, or is it, he's saying that Jill is Italian. Well, it was her great grandfather that was Italian. That was the last Italian that was in that family. So, you know, I don't know if she like stuck a pinky inside his butt or something, you know, to get a little Italian in him, you know.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Or maybe the strap on was made in Italy or something. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
So,
really?
You know, how can you say, I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid. And you just implied that the entire Irish population, both Protestant and Catholic, are stupid.
Right.
You know, so, you know, the guy's just a moron. You know, it can't get any worse. When you think it can't get any worse, it does.
Right.
It does.
Right. And it's the guy's 80 years old. And you know what? My father, he's up there in age. He retired like about 15 plus years ago, and he's enjoying life. You know, give it up, Joe. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, it's one thing for Donald Trump. The guy's,
he doesn't know what he's doing. That's why he doesn't know what he's doing. That's why he's enjoying his retirement. He's got everybody else doing his job for him. You know, he just stands up there and everybody laughs at him. You know, everybody thinks the guy's funnier than Reagan was with Reagan's quips. But Reagan's quips made sense, you know.
Right.
You know, just go ahead, make my day, you know, that kind of thing. Those were Reagan quips. You know, I don't know. The guy, maybe he's trying to be like you. Maybe he read Yogi Berra's book, you know, you know, the Yogi-isms or something. I don't know. I never heard Yogi say, you know, he may be Irish, but he ain't stupid. I never heard him say that one.
Right. But I mean, and of course, and the media just buries it. They just look at the Joe Biden, you know, since he has a D next to his name. He's like, oh, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know. And, you know, as much issues I have with Donald Trump, we had cheap gas. We had a border that was getting shut down. We had defense that military that was being built up. We had more respect. We had from our enemies and our friends. NATO was paying their fair share. I mean, factories are being opened. You had the steel company to come back to the U.S. But anyways, for Walter Yerke, this is Peter Scoopstan wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See you on the other side of 2023. Remember, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. I got a call coming in. Bye.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.